We're continuing our reading of the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. And we left off yesterday discussing how miraculously all the roads outside of the temple were also cleansed. And no one could figure out how that happened because Mahaprabhu and all the devotees were cleaning the temple itself and the courtyard of the temple like that. But then they looked and saw all the surrounding roads were also cleansed. This shows how by making an effort in Krishna consciousness, so many things are set into motion that it's not possible all the time to understand how things are going on. That is the wonder of bhakti. Now, the example of Lord Chaitanya cleansing the temple, Mandira Marjan, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, is an illustration by Lord Chaitanya how we should clean our heart. Lord Chaitanya is the world teacher, the world acharya. So not only is he showing you how to clean the temple, but he's also showing how to cleanse the heart. Because all problems in our life are caused by the dirty things in the heart. If we can understand that point, then our Krishna consciousness will go much more smoothly. The materialistic tendency is to always look outside of yourself for the problems. But Lord Chaitanya is showing, look inside and clean very thoroughly. That's why Lord Chaitanya did two cleansings of the Gundicha Mandir. First, getting rid of all the gross things that are more obvious. Then he went back again and cleansed the finer things, showing that in cleansing our hearts, we have to get down beyond just the gross level. For example, there's gross sex desire, and then there's also subtle sex desire for fame, adoration, and distinction. So Lord Chaitanya is showing that Krishna consciousness, when properly executed, involves a conscientious effort to clean the heart at all levels. But what else did Lord Chaitanya show? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out that Lord Chaitanya, remember, was cleansing with his own cloth, his own clothes. He was using that to clean the temple. So this demonstrates that one should cleanse with great determination. You can just imagine if you're cleaning something and you use your own cloth or your own sari while you're cleaning, you're very determined, you're very conscientious, you're very dedicated. The Lord Chaitanya is showing it takes that much conscientiousness and dedication to get the full effect of Krishna consciousness. Now, what happens when a devotee cleans the heart? Then it becomes much easier to hear the glories of the Lord, to chant the glories of the Lord, and engage in service. Similarly, by chanting, hearing, and engaging in service, the heart becomes clean. And when the heart is clean, it's easier to chant and hear and engage in devotional service. So this is another glory of bhakti yoga, that everything feeds into itself. Chanting feeds into service. Service feeds into chanting. So there's no wastage. Everything is completely consumed in the fire of sacrifice for the Supreme Absolute Truth. Now, cleaning the heart is not so difficult. If we hear the glories of Lord Krishna, if we chant the glories of Lord Krishna, then the Lord himself, as super soul in the heart, goes to work for us, so to speak, and removes the desire for material enjoyment. That is what's troubling us. That is a dirty thing in the heart, the desire for material enjoyment. When we think that matter will help us, the material energy will provide fulfillment and comfort and safety, this is a material desire, and it's the result of dirty things in the heart. So how to cleanse those desires, that's the whole point of Bhakti Yoga. The desires can be cleansed, we just have to be very conscientious and patient, because these desires have been built up for so many lifetimes. Lord Chaitanya is recommending the simple process of chanting and hearing about Krishna for cleaning the heart. Because Krishna wants to live in our heart. Once you clean the temple, it is a very cooling effect for the mind. So once our hearts are clean, our life becomes very cool and tranquil. And it's a very inviting place for Krishna to reside. So that is the goal of Mandir Margin. Make a place suitable for the Lord to reside. And once Krishna begins to reveal His presence in your heart, He'll talk to you. Kesha Satata Yuktanam Vajitam Priti Purvatam. Krishna says to those who are constantly devoted and worship Him with priti, render service with affection, He'll talk to you. Not mechanically, or not by force, but if you do your service constantly, without interruption, and with affection, priti, then Krishna says, I'll personally talk to you and tell you how you in particular can go back to Godhead. That is Krishna's statement in Bhagavad Gita. So we'll go on with a few verses and then we'll have some chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also cleansed the Nisringa temple, inside and outside. Finally, he rested a few minutes and then began dancing. All around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees performed congregational chanting. The Lord, just like a maddened lion, danced in the middle. As usual, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, there were perspiration, trembling, fading, tears, jubilation, and roaring. Indeed, the tears from his eyes washed his body and those before him. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the bodies of all the devotees with the tears from his eyes. The tears poured like the rain in the month of Shravan. The sky was filled with the great and loud chanting of Sankirtan, and the earth shook from the jumping and dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Krishna, 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 Krish
Always liked the loud chanting of Swarup Damodar. Therefore, when Swarup Damodar sang, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high in jubilation. The Lord thus chanted and danced for some time. Finally, understanding the circumstances, he stopped. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Sri Gopal, the son of Advaita Acharya, to dance. While dancing in ecstatic love, Sri Gopal fainted and fell to the ground unconscious. When Sri Gopal fainted, Advaita Acharya hastily took him upon his lap. Seeing that he was not breathing, he became very much agitated. Advaita Acharya and others began to chant the holy name of Lord Nrisimha and sprinkle water. The roaring of the chant was so great that it seemed to shake the entire universe. When the boy did not regain consciousness after some time, Advaita Acharya and the other devotees began to cry. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his hand on the chest of Sri Gopal and said loudly, "Gopal, stand up!" As soon as Gopal heard the voice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately came to his senses. All the devotees then began to dance,
chanting the holy name of Hari. This incident has been described in detail by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Therefore, I have described it only in brief. The purport probably explains something about Vaishnava etiquette, that if a previous acharya has already written about something, there's no need to repeat it for one's own personal sense gratification or to outdo the previous acharya. Unless there is some definite agreement, one should not repeat. You see, Vaishnavism is full of etiquette and proper dealings because Vaishnavism is personalism. We're dealing with persons. That means devotees. And, of course, we're dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Vaishnavism, or Bhakti Yoga, requires the most sensitivity, the most personal consideration. That is how Bhakti Yoga is properly performed. In the association of devotees, we should learn how to be caring, considerate, and sensitive. The association of devotees helps us in our progress toward being sensitive to Krishna. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, when you know the truth, you'll understand that all living entities are my parts and parcels, they're mine. And you'll treat them in that way. This incident of Sri Gopal suddenly dying in the middle of the kirtan and then coming back to life by the touch of Lord Chaitanya is described in detail in Vrindavan Das Thakur's book. You don't know when your last moment is. Everything can seem nice and then you're gone from this world. It's like Sri Gopal was dancing in the kirtan with Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And yet, suddenly he fell to the ground unconscious. And why was he dancing? He was personally ordered to dance by Lord Chaitanya. Yet, while he's dancing in ecstatic love, he faints and falls to the ground without breathing. So, if this can happen to Sri Gopal, what to expect of us? We should be ready for leaving this body at any moment. Because it will happen. That you know for sure. This body will be left behind. I was just reading how one of my godfathers, Amoda Lila, he was distributing books in San Francisco a few days ago. And suddenly he had two heart attacks, and so he was taken to the hospital. But right at the moment when he was taken to the hospital, San Francisco had a blackout. So, you know, the doctors are all, you know, just what to do. You know, they have all the fancy electronic medical equipment for dealing with heart attacks, and they had a blackout, and so they, you know, they had to get together an emergency backup power system. Meanwhile, he's having his second heart attack, one after the other, and the second one lasted 2.5 hours, and what an ordeal. So, and the amazing thing was, he had no history of heart problems, no blood pressure problems, no cholesterol problems. He had a thorough medical examination 6 months before, and everything was excellent, but suddenly these two heart attacks came one after another. So finally, miraculously, he emerged from all this, and the doctors were astounded. They examined his heart and said, there's not any damage whatsoever. The doctors were astonished. How did you survive all this? Not only did you survive, that's a miracle, but on our instruments, we're looking in your heart. We don't see any damage. So, this is a lesson to all of us that Krishna's plan for us doesn't include eternal life in this body. Some way or another, this body is going to drop. Krishna's plan for us does include that we become Krishna conscious, so that whatever happens to this body, our devotional service will go on. After taking rest, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees departed to take their baths. After bathing, the Lord stood on the bank of the lake and put on dry garments. After offering obeisances to Lord Nrsimhadev, whose temple was nearby, the Lord entered a garden. In the garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with the other devotees. What time is it now? Prasad time, yes. Taking prasad is the essential part of Chaitanya Leela. No one has any objections to that. Vaninath Roy then came and brought all kinds of Mahaprasadam. Kasi Mishra and Tulasi, the superintendent of the temple, brought as much prasadam as 500 men could eat. Seeing the large quantity of prasadam, which consisted of rice, cakes, sweet rice, and a variety of vegetables, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Among the devotees present was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were Paramananda Puri, Ramananda Bharati, Advaita Acharya, and Nityananda Prabhu. Acharya Ratna, Acharya Niti, Shivas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, Shankara, Nandanacharya, Raghava Pandit, and Vrakreshwara were also present. Receiving the permission of the Lord, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sat down. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his devotees sat on raised wooden seats. In this way, all the devotees sat down to take their lunch in consecutive lines, one beside the other. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was repeatedly calling, Haridas, Haridas. And at that time, Haridas, standing at a distance, spoke as follows. Haridas Thakur said, let Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take his lunch with the other devotees. Since I am abominable, I cannot sit down among you. Govinda will give me prasadam later, outside the door. Understanding his mind, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not call him again. Sri Damodar Goswami, Jagananda, Damodar Pandit, Kashishwara, Gopinath, Vaninath, and Shankara distributed prasadam, and the devotees chanted the holy name at intervals. When you hear these names of devotees in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you shouldn't just let it go in one ear and out the other. These are the names of Lord Chaitanya's associates. Just by hearing these names and contemplating these names, you make spiritual advancement. Early in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Adi Leela, you get a description of the tree of Lord Chaitanya and all the branches. The branches are, the two main branches are Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, and those two main branches divide into many sub-branches and sub-sub-branches. And then the other members of the Panchatattva, like Gadadhara, Shivas, they also have their lines too. So, the names of all the devotees, you might just pass over. Yeah. I don't even know if I can pronounce these names and what's the big deal. No, the names are very important. Just like the names of Krishna are very important, the names of Krishna's devotee associates are also important. So, the more you start to contemplate these names and get to know the persons and think about them, the more one makes spiritual advancement. Sometimes in the beginning, you may feel a little intimidated by the Sanskrit or Bengali language, but it's very easy to get accustomed to because you're hearing these names all the time in classes and discussions. So please do not miss out on the spiritual nectar contained in hearing the names of Lord Chaitanya's associates again and again and again. Gradually, you'll get to know more and more about them. And even
the names in which very little description is given, still those names are holy because they're the names of Lord Chaitanya's associates. Lord Sri Krishna had previously taken his lunch in the forest, and that very pastime was remembered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just by remembering the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was agitated by ecstatic love. But considering the time and circumstance, he remained somewhat patient. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You can give me the ordinary vegetable known as lapra vyanjana, and you may deliver to all the devotees better preparations like cakes, sweet rice, and amrita bhutika." Just see Lord Chaitanya always setting an example. Give me the simple preparations. Give all the other devotees the opulent preparations. Mahaprabhu is the world teacher. He's showing not only austerity for himself, but concern for the other devotees. reading about how Lord Chaitanya insisted, give me the simple preparations, give all the other devotees the better preparations. Then we read another wonderful thing about Lord Chaitanya. Since Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is omniscient, he knew what types of preparations each person liked. He therefore had Sri Damodar deliver these preparations to each devotee to his full satisfaction. Yes, this is God. He knows exactly what prasad you like the best and has it delivered to you to your full satisfaction. Jagadananda went to distribute prasadam, and suddenly he placed all the first-class preparations on the plate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When such nice prasadam was put on the plate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord was outwardly very angry. Nonetheless, when the preparations were placed on his plate, sometimes by tricks and sometimes by force, the Lord was satisfied. These are hints for various prasad pastimes. Don't do it to me now. When the food was thus delivered, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at it for some time. Being afraid of Jagadananda, he finally ate something. Jagadananda Pandit, his relationship with Lord Chaitanya was, he would, for temper tantrums, if Lord Chaitanya wouldn't do what he wanted. In Krishna Leela, Jagannath is one of the queens of Dwarka, the ones who get angry at Krishna if he doesn't do what they want. But that gives pleasure to Krishna. In Dwarka, Rukmini, she's a peaceful queen. That's why Krishna conspired to try to get her angry, because he never saw her face angry. But other queens, they're more militant. So, Jagannanda would become very upset, and so Lord Chaitanya was afraid of that. So therefore, although Lord Chaitanya is looking at the food on display, all these opulent preparations, he's not eating any of them, but then because he's afraid of Jagannanda, he starts to eat. This again is bhakti, the sweet relationship between the Lord and his devotees. The devotees, out of their love, can influence the Lord to eat. The Lord knew that if he did not eat the food offered by Jagadananda, Jagadananda would certainly fast. Being afraid of this, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate some of the prasadam he offered. Sukhdevanar Goswami then brought some excellent sweetmeats, and standing before the Lord, offered them to him. Sukhdevanar Goswami then said, just take a little of this Mahaprasadam and see how it is that Lord Jagannath has accepted it. Upon saying this, Sukhdevanar Goswami placed some food before the Lord, and the Lord, out of affection, ate it. See, this is devotional service. When something is offered with love, then the Lord accepts. He says that in Bhagavad Gita. Ashnami prayatatana. If you offer leaf, fruit, flower, water with love, with bhakti, then I'll take it. Sukhdevanar and Jagannanda again and again offered the Lord some food. Thus they behaved affectionately with the Lord. This was very, very uncommon. The Lord made Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sit on his left side. And when Sarvabhauma saw the behavior of Sukhdevanar and Jagannanda, he smiled. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to offer Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya first-class food. Therefore, out of affection, he had the servers put first-class food on his plate again and again.
Gopinathacharya also brought first-class food and offered it to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya while speaking sweet words. I mean, this is how to deal with devotees, especially when you're serving prasad. You're not supposed to speak words that agitate the person's mind. Like, you know, while you're serving, you know, sweet rice, did you hear what happened yesterday? Did you hear what that other Prabhu did to me? Anyone's listening, right? No. Prasad serving is a very devotional activity. Actually, those who serve the prasad are also affecting the meal, just like those who cook the prasad. There's an art how to serve prasad in such a way that the atmosphere is very sweet. So you can learn all these things just by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, which presents the nectar of intimate personal dealings between the devotees. So Gopinathacharya was piling up first-class food on the plate of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya while speaking sweet words. The sweet words help someone to accept the prasad and digest it nicely. After serving the Bhattacharya with first-class prasad, Gopinathacharya said, "Just consider what the Bhattacharya's previous mundane behavior was. Just consider how at present he is enjoying transcendental bliss." Previously, in case you don't know Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he's an impersonalist. He was not accepting the transcendental nature of the Lord's name, form, qualities, pastimes, what to speak of Mahaprasad. But now, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is a full-fledged Vaishnava. The Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replies to Gopinathacharya, "I was simply a less intelligent logician, but by your grace I have received this opulence of perfection. But for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is so merciful, he has converted a crow into a Garuda. Who could be so merciful to him? In the association of the jackals known as magicians, I simply continue to bark a resounding bow, bow. Now from the same mouth I am chanting the holy names Krishna and Hari. Whereas I was once associated with the disciples of logic, all non-devotees, I am now merged in the waves of the nectarian ocean of the association of devotees."
Thank you.
Acharya. From your previous birth, you have been in Krishna consciousness. Thus you love Krishna so much that simply by your association, we are all developing Krishna consciousness. Now, you understand what's going on. Everyone knows that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a first-class impersonalist who had no attraction for the personality of Godhead. Yet by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya, fully Krishna conscious. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, we just heard, was saying, only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya could someone like me, addicted to logic and dry, mundane scholarship, could become situated in devotional service. But what is Lord Chaitanya's response? He says, from your previous birth, you've been in Krishna consciousness. You love Krishna so much that simply by your association, we're all developing Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya is teaching you, teaching us how to live with devotees. We should always be trying to expand the glories of the other devotees. That's what Lord Chaitanya is showing by this. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, thus there is no one within these three worlds save for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always so willing to increase the glories of the devotees and give them satisfaction. It's a very important point for us to remember. Always willing to increase the glories of the devotees and give them satisfaction. It's a very wonderful meditation to think how to appreciate other devotees and glorify their service contribution, and how to satisfy other devotees. It's so enlivening. And you can notice that if you just take that same mental energy and think about yourself and your own moods and your own attitudes, how unsatisfied. But use that same mental energy to think about the glories of the devotees and how to satisfy them, then it becomes a nightmare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took all the remnants of food offered to Jagannath, such as cakes and sweet rice, and distributed them to all the other devotees, calling them individually. You see, such personal, intimate treatment by the Lord, showing us how to relate to others. Everything is individual, everything is personal, and everyone is satisfied, and the glories of the Vaishnavas are always increased. That is Lord Chaitanya. But now it's time for a mock fight between the personalities of Godhead, Advaita Acharya, and Nityananda. During Prasad, they're going to have a fight. A mock fight. First, Advaita Acharya said, I'm sitting in line, you know, Prasad line, with an unknown mendicant. And because I'm eating with him, I do not know what kind of destination is awaiting me. Advaita Acharya is playing the role of a super strict, smart brahmana. How can I take Prasad seated next to this person, this beggar, this mendicant, who we don't know what his qualification is, and because I'm eating with him, what kind of destination will I have in my next life? So then Advaita Acharya explains, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the renounced order of life. Consequently, he does not recognize discrepancies. As a matter of fact, a sannyasi is not affected by eating food from anywhere and everywhere. According to the shastras, there is no discrepancy in a sannyasi's eating at another's house. But for a householder brahmana, this kind of eating is faulty. Advaitacharya is a householder. It is not proper for householders to dine with those whose previous birth, family, character, and behavior are unknown. He's saying that about Nityananda. Nityananda immediately refuted Srila Dwaitacharya, saying, "You are a teacher of impersonal monism, and a monistic conclusion is a great hindrance to progressive pure devotional service. One who participates in your impersonal monistic philosophy does not accept anything but the one Brahman." Nityananda Prabhu continued, "You are such a monist, and now I am eating beside you. I do not know how my mind will be affected in this way." Thus they both went on talking and praising one another, although their praise appeared negative, for it appeared as if they were exchanging ill names. This is an advanced level of devotional service. When you can say what seems to be ill names, and actually you're praising the other person. Thereafter, calling all the Vaishnavas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed Mahaprasadam as if sprinkling nectar. At that time, the mock fight between the great Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu became more and more delicious. After taking their lunch, all the Vaishnavas stood up and chanted the holy name of Hari, and the resounding noise filled all the upper and lower planetary system. Who can remember the other fight between Advaitacharya and Nityananda at Prasad time? It was at the house of Advaitacharya in Shantipur. Again, Advaitacharya. It started with Nityananda, actually. Nityananda and Advaitacharya and Lord Chaitanya were sitting down taking Prasad. And then Nityananda suddenly announces, "I've been fasting for so many days. Today I hope to break my fast, but now I haven't gotten enough to even fill half my belly." Now, to appreciate that statement, you had to know all the preparations that Advaitacharya had offered. There are like 15 or 20 verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita describing all the different preparations. But Nityananda Prabhu was now insisting, "I haven't had enough to fill half my belly." So Advaitacharya protests that, "What are you trying to do to me? You're spoiling my religious principles." So in this way, they went on and on in a kind of mock fight. And finally, Nityananda Prabhu, he got angry in a mock way, and he picked up some rice and he threw it on the floor, and some of the rice stuck to Advaitacharya's cloth, and then Advaitacharya began to dance in ecstasy. "I've been touched with rice thrown by Nityananda Prabhu." Now remember, Nityananda is Balaram, Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu. So you have this personal interaction going on between Vishnu Tattva, the Supreme Personality, the Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya is also there. So you see, spiritual life means endless variety. We get to taste that by hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we'll continue tomorrow, and we'll go up to the introduction to Ratha Yatra. And then we'll see what we'll read after that.